Well, let's check in with Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. Our extremely local news headline today is about the Southport lanes. Seamus, I thought they were going to reopen. What happened?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, there's been a lot of twists and turns in this story since Southport lanes first closed its doors in September. They came back in January and said, hey, listen, maybe we're not closed for good. We've got a loan. We think we could reopen after some of these pandemic restrictions lift. Sadly, it's not to be. They announced yesterday that they were auctioning off everything. They're closing down for good. The auction starts July 13th and runs to the 20th. It's going to be an online auction, so it's your chance. If you you could actually buy the old bowling lanes, you could buy the bar from 1922, you could buy the sign outside. But really, it's sad for fans of, you know, one of the rare small neighborhood bowling alleys in the city or anywhere in the area. It's just they're not going to make it to their 100 year anniversary, and they're going to put everything up for sale pretty soon.
Yeah, I bet that bar will go for big money. It was built by Schlitz, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's an old Schlitz tide house. There's still a handful left. Opened in 1900 when Prohibition rolled around. They had to change a little bit and become a bowling alley. But it's been a little bit of everything: speakeasy, brothel, bowling alley, beloved neighborhood restaurant and bar. It's seen a lot of Chicago history there. I wouldn't write off that building in that location, of course. It's got a lot of history in it, and it could have a fourth or fifth life coming up pretty soon.
3325 North Southport. Now let's talk about this downtown story about goats. This has nothing to do with the recent Cubs losing streak, does it?
This has nothing to do with the recent Cubs one-game winning streak, Bob. which I think I suffered through all 11 games over the past couple weeks, but not last night. Yeah, if you were downtown near the Chicago River yesterday and you saw a boat going up and down with filled with goats, it wasn't headed to the stockyards or wherever they go now. These were ComEd's workforce. That these goats, they work downstate, and they're charged with clearing out all the grass underneath the high tension power lines down around the Peoria area. ComEd's been using these goats for a couple years now, a little bit more environmentally friendly. Not as fast as a lawnmower, but certainly more fun to watch. They can do about an acre a day, and there's about 200 of them. A couple of them got picked to go for a boat ride up and down the Chicago River yesterday. It was more of a publicity thing to teach Chicagoans who noticed it about the program, just about the environmental work that ComEd is doing to try to lessen the carbon footprint. And as well as some of the workers who tend to these goats got to go as well. So it was a fun thing. They taught some kids just about sustainable energy and how goats can eat grass under power lines, I guess. But it was fun, lots of good visuals.
Yeah, only in Chicago, a goat cruise down the river, and they weren't going to the Billy Goat. Now, this is a very creative use of a laundromat in Little Village. Tell us about this.
Right, there's a laundromat in Little Village. It's called Linares Laundry, 3844 West 26th Street. And they're part of a program to try to put math installations for kids to play with, fun things that they can hands-on, but also just to sort of put math around people to show them, the importance of it. It's called the Playful Learning Installation, and it includes, putting math equations on the kind of low on all the dryers, but also some hands-on things. There's several of these all around the city. There's one in Aurora as well, with hopes of putting up more. It's a project of the Chicago Children's Museum, and the McCormick Foundation is one of the major funders, and they say basically it's to see the world through a math lens and learn it's an essential part of life. So just getting the kids early, teaching them a little bit about math and sort of making it normalized. So just went in at this little village laundry. It'll probably be in a lot more other places coming up, and just something for the kids to pass the time in a productive way when their parents are doing the laundry.
More on all of this at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good one.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Extremely Local News, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.